Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of October 2018, and this is the 899th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm going to be sending just a short sort of a hello kind of a podcast today. I'm at home. It's a bit after six. Well, it's quite a bit after six. There's a light breeze outside, but the sky is bluer than it has been all day. It's been one of those rather overcast, heavy sorts of days today. And it's much cooler this week than it has been too. I think it got up to 14 today, which is really quite a lot cooler than we would normally expect at this time of year. It's usually about 20. But the birds are changing. The wattle birds have come back. I can see one sitting almost opposite me where I'm standing in the gum tree. They make this rather odd, vomity sound. And they're a bit clumsy, but they're quite fun. And I'm about to talk to my sister, which will be lovely. It has been quite a big week again. I've been trying to work on this course. There are a couple of things I really want to work out before it finishes. This week has been open to us to ask for advice on anything we're finding difficult at the moment, and I'm finding it extraordinarily difficult to articulate what my problem is. So defining the problem is really a major part of it. And so I've been battling away at that for a bit. But it's been such a mix, this mix of kind of exciting things happening and trying to think hard and recognising the incredible speed with which the 19th of November is approaching. And tomorrow is another exciting day. I've got a friend, one of my online Hexenschuss group friends, is coming down from Queensland to come and see the play. And so I'm going to be able to see it again. It is quite strange. I haven't had anyone staying in this house since my sister came out for my graduation, which was would have been 8 years ago now, a bit more than 8 years ago now. So I've just been trying to work out what it's like. And anyway, I feel very excited that she's coming tomorrow. And it's lovely to be able to go there with a friend. And she's a playwright too, so it'll be even better. So, yes, life kind of buzzes along. And I have been a bit tired today. I haven't really, this thing I'm trying to work out, I haven't seemed to be able to get my full brain onto it. I think it's partly this last 6 weeks, I really have been focusing very hard on the course. But because this week other things that have been pretty intense, well, this last couple of weeks with funerals and the play, I haven't been able to be fully attending the course in the way that I did in the first 4 weeks. But that's just how it is. So this is just as hello. Yesterday, I just really couldn't I couldn't podcast. I had a meeting with my local in the flesh writing group, as opposed to the Hexenschuss online writing group. Lovely getting together and talking about our work. And I had one of my chocolate puddings, and I think the sugar content, the chocolate content kept me awake for a bit of the night as well. So that was probably another reason I wasn't really up to much today. I'm not sure that I'll be podcasting tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a writer's cave and then, yes, the play in the evening and playing, I think, in the afternoon. I do hope that you've had a good week, that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, or perhaps juggle between several things that appear to all be most important to you at this moment, or perhaps rest from the whole lot of them. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.